when Simen Kuf Samach Ches, we just started the halachas of Pas Kisnin of cake. We are up to Siv Zayin, and that's what we'll be doing today. Now, in Siv Vav, we learned the Iker halacha of Pas Ababa Kisnin. There is Pas Gomer, which is bread that is made for Kviya Suda, what we call bread. And then there's Pas Kisnin. Although it's a pas, it's a loaf. It's made of Chameshes Minei Dagan, of one of the Chameshes Minei Dagan. The halacha is that since it is not made to be the staple of a meal, it is made more as something that a person eats as a snack. Chazal were metaken the bracha of borei minei mazonis and mein sholish ala mikyar rather than hamotzi and benching. Whereas if someone eats enough of it where it has a shem suda, where it's called a kviya suda, so there the halacha would be that he would bench, and if he knew about that to begin with, that this is what he was going to do, then he would warsay al netil sudaim and say hamotzi and then bench at the end. What is Pas Kisnin? So, the Mechaber brings three opinions as to what Pas Kisnin is. Meaning, what is it about it that Chazal said, make it obvious that this is not made for Kviya Suda, that it's made for a snack rather than a meal? So, Pas Ababa Kisnin. Yesh Mefarshim Pasha Osui Kamin Kisim, that this is a loaf that is made like pockets. Shemamalin also dvash or sukkur vegozim ushkedim vetavlin. It is a filled cake. That means you took a dough, you filled it, and then baked it. We're talking about filling it before baking. If you fill it after baking, that doesn't change it. It's like eating a sandwich. According to this opinion, what counts is the dough was filled before baking, whether it was filled with honey, with sugar, with walnuts, with almonds, or spices. Vehemani kroim rishkalash orial chashu. That's the first opinion. So the first opinion says that all other things that we call cake are really bread. What makes cake cake? What signifies what in it? What characteristic would it have in order to signify it not being made for a meal? That the dough was filled before baking. There's an entire layer of a filling. The second opinion says, no, it's not the fact that the dough is filled. It's got to be that the dough itself is made of other ingredients, that the dough itself has flavoring in it. According to the first opinion, the dough is a bread dough. What makes it cake is the fact that it's filled. According to the second opinion, the filling is irrelevant. What counts is the substance, the stuff of the dough itself. If the dough itself has flavoring, that makes it Pas Kisnin. Now, the Mechaber adds a Tanai here. Vahu, when do we call it Pas Kisnin? Sheitam ha-taroves ha-meperes o ha-tavlin nikr bi-isa. That you need that this additional spice or filling must be discernible. That when you bite into it, you can tell that it's got it. The Mishnah Berurah says that this Vahu, this Tanai, goes back on both opinions, the first and the second. Meaning, whether it's a layer of filling, or whether it's something that is mixed into the dough itself, the only time we call it Pas Kisnin is when you bite into it, you can discern, you can actually tell that there is flavoring in it. But if it really tastes like regular bread, then the halacha is we would call it Pas Kamer. The Yesh Omrim, the Ramah, disagrees. Shazen Nikra Pas Kamer. If it's only Nikr, if you can just barely tell that there's a layer here of filling, or that there's something else mixed in with the dough, that is Pas Kamer. Elin ken yesh bem harbe tavlin o dvash, kamine metika shekorin lekach, unless it's got a lot, like those things that we call lekach, shekemat ha-dvash va-tavlin he-miker, that the essential flavor is pretty much caused by the filling or the spices. V'chein nogin, and that's our minhag. What is this talking about? So first, let's get the machlokas, the Mechaber, and the Ramah. The Mechaber shita is that in the first opinion, where you're dealing with a filled dough, or the second opinion, where we're dealing with a dough that has some flavoring in it, the Mechaber shita is they would both be called Pas Kisnin so long as you can tell there is some other ingredient in it that's giving flavor. The Ramah holds that the fact that you can tell it's there is insufficient. It's got to be that that's pretty much the Iker flavor. Says the Ramah v'chein nogin. It is the minig Ashkenaz to have sweet challah, where the Iker flavor of it is the flavor of the dough. But it's quite sweet. the ikar flavor is not the sweetness. Sweet challah is not as sweet as cake. Cake, the first thing you really taste is the taste of all the different flavorings. Whereas in sweet challah, you taste challah with a sweetness. According to the Mechaber, sweet challah should really be cake, because the dough itself is mixed with other ingredients, and it's nikar that they're there. You can tell that this is a sweetened challah. According to the Ramah, it is bread, because the ikar flavor is still the grain. The stuff is still the grain, and you can taste it all right. So on Yontif, the Ramah holds that the minig Ashkenaz is to have sweet challah, even though a Sephardi would call that cake, an Ashkenazi would call it bread. The Yesh Mefarshim, this is the third opinion, Shehu Pas, Bein Metubeles, Bein Sheina Metubeles, the flavoring is irrelevant. The first Shita said it's got to be filled. The second opinion said it has to be flavored. The third opinion says taste doesn't count. What does? She'osin osa ke'evin yevashim. You make them kevin. Kevin means like crackers. V'kosis an osam. You nibble on them. Meaning, we're dealing with something that is thin and brittle, and the normal way of eating it is to nibble rather than to eat. Ve'im anikram bishkunish. That is called like a biscuit. It is something thin and brittle. So according to the first opinion, it's that you have a layer. According to the second opinion, it's that the whole thing is flavored. According to the third opinion, it's the fact that its texture is hard and brittle, is thin, hard, and brittle. Says the Mechaber, v'halacha kedivrei kulon. The halacha is like all three of them. Shalachol elu advarim noslem dinim shamarnu b'pas haba b'kisnim. That in all three of them, we give it the halacha of pas haba b'kisnim. Now, the Bir Halacha brings the kasha that the Achronim ask, why is it that we shouldn't be machmir, since these are all sveikas, that we should only eat them during the meal and make a motzi on pas gomer? Why are we saying that we're makel and we make a bracha of bar min mezonis on all three of them? So Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah points out that there are those who learn that these three opinions are not mutually exclusive. They're not really arguing. Each opinion is pointing out that there's another thing that we'll call cake, but any of the three characteristics would be sufficient to say that something is not bread and it is cake instead. According to that, it would be very good why we are makel and we say baramina mazonis and alamicha and all three rather than hamotzi and benching. Another reason is that since we're talking about eating less than kedei sviya, because if you eat kedei sviya, you have to wash and bench over them anyway. If we're talking about less than kedei sviya, since benching there would only be a bracha anyway, we would say savik brachas lahakel. The whole thing is a drabon, and you don't even have to bother finding an eitz of having a tocha suda. But lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah does bring this down, that the three opinions are not mutually exclusive necessarily. So once again, how do we define cake? One opinion says it's filled. A second opinion says that it has other spices that give it flavor. The third opinion says that it is thin and brittle. We make a mazonis on all three. All our cakes, whether they're filled, whether they're flavored, or crackers and biscuits that are thin and brittle, the halach is on all of these things. We say bar min mazonis and ein shalish, unless you eat kedei sviya, in which case you wash, say al natil sedayim, hamotzi, and bench.